Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. Let's get the foreplay and get straight into today's episode. What is up? And welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. Last week, I talked about, you know, Gen Z and their participation in what is now known as woke America. Now, that was actually pretty fun because I finally got everything I wanted to get out about, you know, Gen Z and how they're pretty much about to become the destruction of America. But anyway, today's episode is going to be a two-parter in the same episode. I'm going to be talking about two subjects in one. Today, part one is going to be talking about men's mental health and why nobody talks about it. And part two is going to be talking about men, women, and the taboo of cheating. Oh yeah, this is gonna be good. So let's get started with part one. Now, everybody knows that women, they do get depressed after certain things. Like if they lose a loved one, or in certain cases, they end up with postpartum depression after they've given birth to a child. Some women's mental states cause them to do some ungodly things, like kill their family or cause their daughter to believe that she's sick when in reality she's fine. But thing is, women today, they have people to talk to. They feel like they're going to have a mental breakdown. They have girlfriends to talk to. They feel like they're losing themselves. They have somebody to talk to. But the thing is, how come nobody even talks about men's mental health? Like, seriously, why doesn't nobody talk about it? I can tell you why. Because in today's society, men's mental health is pretty much a non-issue. Now, the majority of suicides or unalivings, which is slang for, you know, killing and all that other stuff, pretty much is caused by men. The majority of the victims are men. Because, yes, girls, when they're young, they do get bullied. And when they get to that breaking point, they do that stuff themselves. But thing is, nowadays, girls can actually fight back. Girls can actually whoop a man's ass if she wanted to. When she's going through a mental health crisis, well, she has friends to talk to, if she has friends at that. Now, men, on the other hand, men don't get to talk about this. Men don't get to talk about the suicidal thoughts that go through their heads with their friends or to other people. If a man feels guilty for what he's done, people will just sit there and blame him for what happened to him. He did it to himself, is the term that goes around. Like, really? Really? It's his fault. It's his fault that he took a shotgun to his head. That he decided to take a bunch of sleeping pills and not want to wake up. And, you know, OD and all that. It's his fault that he wants to jump off a building because he believes that nobody loves and cares about him. Oh, yeah, it's definitely his fault. If you can actually understand the sarcasm in my voice. Oh, yeah, it's his fault. He didn't want to take care of his family, so he decides to go jump off a 10-story building so he can splat on top of a fucking car. Get the fuck out of here, man. You gotta be kidding me. Nah. Now, if you want more details about male loneliness, which I'm about to get into, I suggest take a look at the YouTuber known as Shoe on Head. I mean, I'll tell you this, the name alone is odd, but she does talk about male loneliness. Thing is, not a lot of people get it. Men get lonely too. And thing is, not a lot of women care. Because like I said, it's mostly women that I've seen on TikTok. And yes, TikTok's going to make a lot of appearances in this, in the rest of this season. And she's like, oh, you're crying because you're sad. Well, it's your fault. You did everything to yourself. Man, fuck off. As Isaac Butterfield says, fuck you to the moon, you bitch. Because I'm tired of hearing it. The suicide rate is skyrocketing. And it's because men don't have anybody to talk to. They can talk to a therapist, but they can't talk to their friends. They can't talk to people. Because... mainly because they believe that they'll be told, oh, just get over it. And that's another term I can't stand either. Telling a person, like literally telling a person to get the fuck over it, really pisses me off. You can't just tell a man who's going through some mental struggles to just dust yourself off and get over it. That's what you tell a kid when they fall off their bike or when they fall off their damn skateboard. Dust yourself off and get over it. Get back up. You'll be fine. Now, some of the motivation that I hear does help, but not everything helps. Guys, and this is for the men of this part, for this part only, that I want to talk to you about a personal struggle that I had. Last year in February, I lost my kids. And I also lost my wife. And this subject, the subject of her and this will be brought up in part two. So stay tuned for that. After the kids were removed from the home due to some things that I'm not going to get into, you know, legal things, she decides she's going to leave me in that house by myself. Knowing damn well that I was upset because, hell, I was upset because I lost the kids. My babies were taken from me. Again, this was the second time it happened. Do you know what happened to me? I stopped eating. I listened to a lot of depressing music. I barely watched TV. And I barely slept. The main reason? Well, it's simple. I finally reached the point of depression. The thing is, when it came to sleeping, I didn't even sleep in my own damn bed. I slept on the couch. Because to be honest with you, I did not want to sleep in that bed by myself. And to be honest with you, anybody I talked to did not blame me. Not one bit. And to be honest with you, I had a lot of built up anger inside too. I didn't want to be alive without my kids. Now, like I said, luckily for me, I had people that I could rely on. I had friends that I could talk to about my mental state, how I felt. Now, I understand most men don't want to do that because, you know, they feel like they'll get told that if you talk about your feelings, it's going to hurt you. That's going to hurt your male pride. No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with talking about how you feel mentally. If you're going through a divorce, just know there's always somebody out there who will actually sit and talk with you. Hell, there's a lot of war veterans out there who suffer from PTSD and are on the brink of, you know, unaliving themselves because they feel like they shouldn't have survived where they were at. You don't want to talk about men's mental health because apparently male mental health is a non-issue. You want to sit there and tell men that your mental health is a joke? Tell that to the teenage boys out there who earlier back in the early decade will actually sit in their room and actually cry because they believe that nobody liked them, that nobody cared about them, that they'll wish they liked them. Tell that to the young girl who wishes she could be as pretty as the popular girls. Tell that to the young adults who suffer because they don't meet the expectations of the people around them. Because they're the ones who suffer the most. Young adults suffer the most. And sorry about that, you can hear my door in the background. Young adults suffer more because they deal with the stress of going to school, going to college, trying to keep up a job to make money. So that way they can survive. Because that's all this is a fight for survival. And not only does it take a toll on their physical health, it takes a toll on their mental health too. There's a lot of bad people out there who will actually tell a guy who's going through depression, who's crying on camera because he misses his family and he wishes he could give them a better life, and they'll sit there and tell him, maybe you should just get rid of yourself, take yourself out of the picture. That's not how you do it. You want to sit there and tell them to unalive themselves because they feel like they're not enough? Well, let me tell this to the people out there who tell men and young guys this shit. Who are you to judge because you're sitting there in your mom's basement with your keyboard on your lap and a Mountain Dew in your hand and telling or you'll have your phone in your hand telling these young men who are depressed, who are going through an existential crisis, that they should just sit there and eat a bullet, or that they should just sit there and take a bunch of pills and OD, or like I said a moment ago, go jump off a building. This is the reason why guys don't talk about their feelings, because they're afraid that they'll get made fun of, that they'll be, like I said, they'll get called wusses. And pretty much when it's too much for them to take is when they finally pull the proverbial trigger. Now, thing is, there is ways for you to get out of that funk. And one of the most important ways to get yourself out of that funk, out of that depressive state, pretty much, like I just said, talk to somebody. Talk to somebody who's gone through a similar experience and has found their way out of that dark scenario. Talk to a therapist who actually understands. Talk to a friend and talk to a fellow survivor who knows exactly what they're doing and what they're talking about. Don't go on social media and asking people what you think you should do, what they think you should do, because they only give their opinions. I will admit that there are some people out there on social media, on Facebook or on TikTok, that'll actually sit there and help you and actually send you a message in the messengers on Facebook Messenger and give you advice, or they will video call you or regular phone call you and talk to you, talk you down. It's called a support group. You need supportive people in your life. Now, for the men, because I know women do have support outside of their normal friend groups. It's okay to have somebody to talk to. It's okay to feel sad sometimes. It's like I said, I've been there. Like I've said before, I don't like talking about it. But believe me, sometimes it feels good to talk to somebody. And to be honest with you, the best way to prevent male suicides, male men's death, is to actually acknowledge it. To acknowledge the fact that they need help. Men feel more alone nowadays because they don't have somebody to talk to. I don't like talking about my feelings, but I've gone to therapy. I've gotten to talk about my feelings, how I feel about everything that has happened to me. And I couldn't be more happier. To the men who listen to this, to the 65% of men who listen to this podcast, like I said, part one is for you. Just know you're not alone. And there are people out there who've gone through the same thing and actually fought their way out of the darkness. Because I've done it myself. And the best thing for you is someone who actually supports you. Someone who believes in you. Someone who will actually sit there and talk to you and not try to drive you into an early grave. To the war vets of the current wars out there who have lost friends that they've made, It's okay to talk to somebody. You get on that suicide hotline and you talk to somebody so that way they can talk you down. And another thing too, don't be afraid to ask for a hug from somebody who understands. Because thing is, people do understand. People do. And thing is, you want to sit, if you don't want to sit around and hoping that you'll die by your own hand, get up, exercise, listen to some positive music, listen to a positive podcast, hell, listen to this podcast if you want to. Find you a good woman who will actually sit there and support you like I did. Someone who believes that you can do it. Someone who actually sits there and believes that you can actually make something of yourself. Someone that actually gives you your shot. Because that right there is one of the only ways we could lower male and female suicide rates. And to the bullies out there, to the trolls who actually get on their phones and talk about other people, talk about them behind their back, or to the case of the one TikToker who had to try to get himself out of trouble. Just know. Well, to the motherfuckers who caused that TikToker's death, I'm not going to say his name for reasons. Just know. Your time is coming. And believe me, no one's gonna miss you when you're gone. Maybe they will. I don't know. I can't speak ill will towards people like that. But I can tell you this. You don't deserve any kind of love if you're gonna sit there and cause somebody to do something like that, especially on a TikTok live. Now, to end this part here, I'm going to say this. To the men out there who listen to this, if you're still suffering from mental health issues, I can't remember the number, but there is a suicide hotline that you can call. Or if you're a vet who's suffering from PTSD, you can do the same. Call the suicide hotline. Talk to somebody. Especially if you can't talk to your family or your loved ones about it. This ends part one of this conversation. Now, let's get started with part two. And now for part two. And this part right here is something I've been wanting to talk about for a good minute. I'm going to be talking about cheating and cheaters in general. And yes, I will be talking to the cheaters right here and now. Because to be honest with you, I was one myself. Now, I will admit that there are several times that I have openly cheated on the woman that I've been married to. I cheated on her numerous times by talking to other girls and sending them NSFW pictures of myself. Big mistake. Now, something else too. Several times she had almost left me. 2 years ago she did. But thing is, when she left me, I didn't know about it until somebody told me that she was seeing someone else behind my back. Now, like I said, the only reason I believe she did it was because, you know, she felt like she cheated. No, she felt like I wasn't giving her enough attention, which was true. I was not giving her much attention. I was paying more attention to myself. And if she listens to this episode, I want her to know that I am sorry. But that right there is the segue into the topic at hand, cheating and cheaters in general. Now, what causes a person to cheat? Well, in my case, it's because, well, in my wife's case, let me rephrase that, it's because the guy that she is with is not giving her the attention she wants because he's doing things that he wants to do. And he's sitting there caring more about himself and caring more about his friends than anything else and caring about her. Then what does she do? She ends up running into the arms of another man that will actually give her the attention that the guy that she was with should have been giving her. Now, am I condoning cheating? No. If you love somebody, like if you truly love somebody, don't go out there and find another guy that will sit there and talk to other women. And women, don't sit there. Instead of fighting for your man, go out there and find another guy. Because thing is, both of you, both man and woman, will immediately regret what they've done. Now, I've seen videos on YouTube of women saying that there are some women out there that do regret cheating on their husbands and men cheating on their wives, feeling regret about it. But I have also seen videos on YouTube about women saying that they don't regret it one damn bit. And they do it for the stupidest excuses. Oh, I cheated on him because he was he paid more attention to his Xbox than he did me. Or, I cheated on him because he wasn't man enough for me. That I found myself a real man who will treat me right. And men pretty much do the same thing. Now, thing is, there is a stereotype here. That when women cheat, they're praised for it. Like, oh, you finally left him. You finally got somebody who will actually treat you right. But if a man does it, he's chastised. He's judged. Oh, why did you do that to her? Man, you had a good one. You could have made things work out with her. You were stupid to do it in the first place. Now, I've heard that numerous times in my life. All the girls that I've dated, dude, don't cheat on her. Because if you do, you will lose the best thing that ever happened to you. Do I regret cheating on every girl that I've dated? Yes, I do. And to all the girls out there that I did cheat on, that I dated, I'm sorry. And I mean it. I really mean it. I'm sorry. You didn't deserve what I did to you. And this is me being a man and telling you straight up that I'm sorry. Now, most men out there will not apologize, just like most women out there will not apologize for what they did. Well, if you would have treated me right, maybe I wouldn't have done it. Stop. Just stop right there. Men and women, I want you to hear this. If you're going to be in a relationship for a good while, if you're going to sit there and cheat on them, cheat on someone who puts their all their love and dedication into the relationship, you shouldn't have been messing with them in the first place. If all you're going to do is sit there and go behind his or her back and find another partner, you don't deserve to be with anybody in the first damn place. Now, to be honest with you, men and women cheat almost all the time. Like I said, I've seen YouTube videos of women saying that they do not regret it. There's actually some women out there who openly admitted that they were cheating on their boyfriends with another woman. Most notably, the woman's best friend. And in vice versa, women will cheat on their husbands or boyfriends with their boyfriend or husband's best friend because they believe that that's the best sex that they'll ever have. No. You may claim that is the best sex you ever had, but it's not. You don't know what the best sex is. Cheating is the ultimate taboo. And in the Christian faith, which I do quote a lot, seeing as I'm a Norse pagan, I am going to be quoting it a lot because I used to be a Christian. Cheating is a sin. Those who cheat are going straight to hell, according to that faith. Now, thing is, everybody does regret it in the end. I wish I never did it. He wasn't even good for me. You were good for me. Where was that love? Where was that energy when you two were together? Where was that love when you first met? Now, I can tell you this. The love me and my wife had when we first met was not instant. Like, seriously. Now, seriously, well, technically it was instant, because the moment me and her started talking to each other, we started liking each other. She was with a guy that was accusing her of cheating when in reality he was doing it in the first place. And I was there for her. Now, like I've often repeated, what I did to her was the exact same thing he did to her. And I didn't see that until she was gone. Now, me and her, we do still talk. Me and her, we're still married, but we're separated. We've been separated for an entire year now. She can't live with me, and I can't live with her without risking losing the kids again. Do we regret what we did to each other? Of course we do. Now, the girl that I cheated on Ashlyn with, yeah, I do admit that I did have feelings for her. But when I first met her, I had feelings for her. I did fall in love with another girl while she was with another man. But the thing is, and here's something else that's going to bug the hell out of somebody, of some people. After people cheat, they see their former partner's new love interest as somebody who is not good enough for them, who they believe is not good enough for them. Now, there were several times during my relationship with this other girl that my wife would constantly say that she's a gold digger, that she doesn't want you because she loves you. She wants you because you have money. While she was living at a hotel with the guy that she left me for. One time, after listening to her constantly say that this other girl was not good for me, I finally had enough. Like, literally, I had enough. I snapped on her. Like, I literally snapped on her. Because she kept repeating the words, "She's not good for you. She's not good for you." I looked at my phone and I said these words: "You say she's not good for me. You say you're not good for me. Then who the fuck am I good for?" And then I immediately hung up the phone. Now, I don't regret it. I don't regret a thing I've said. This was the first time that another woman actually helped me, you know, find my confidence again. Reverting back to what I talked about in part one. Finding somebody who will actually bring out the best in you. Now, to be honest with you, I don't talk about her little boyfriend. I don't. But I can tell you this. Even her own parents could see that he's no good for her. My own father, my father, her father-in-law, has even said to her that he's no good for her. That all he's going to do is drag her down. Now, the thing is, me and this other girl, we're not together anymore. She's focusing on her own thing. I'm focusing on mine. But I can honestly say that the girl made me a better person. And I don't regret it one bit. I don't regret it. Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be standing on my own two feet. I wouldn't be where I am now. Where I'm living. Even though I'm living with my father, I have a roof over my head. I have my kids. And to be honest with you, I finally got my driver's license. All because I had the confidence to finally step up and be a better person. Now, the whole cheating thing, that right there is in my rear view. I don't even think about it anymore. Sure, it often comes up during conversations. But anyway, when you cheat on somebody, like I said, you break the person's trust. Now, the first time you cheat, you can be forgiven as long as you don't do it again. But then again, there's those words, "Don't do it again." Most men and most women who are supposedly in loving relationships, once they say they won't do it again, are 9 times out of 10 going to do it again. Maybe it's with the same girl. When it comes to guys, maybe it's with the same girl they cheated on their significant other the first time. Or in women's cases, it'll be with the same guy that they cheated on their significant other with in the first place. And 20%, and I'm lowballing here, 20-25% looks like, you know, like this. I can tell you, I'm not going to show you because I can't, because I haven't perfected video podcasting yet. When it comes to like 20-25%, usually that means the guy cheated on the girl with another woman that wasn't the last girl that he cheated on her with. Same goes for the woman. Now, when it comes to repeating yourself, saying that you're not going to do it again, then do it 10 times over. That's part of something that I brought up numerous times on this podcast. The vicious cycle. It's an endless cycle of saying you're not going to do it again, then turn right around and end up putting your dick in another woman's vagina. Or and vice versa, with the woman having some dude stick his dick in hers. Now you want to sit there. Like, you really want to sit there and bring up, you know, all the stupid shit. Oh, you did it to me first. No, you did it to me first. It doesn't matter who did it to who first. You both did it. One of you did it. Now, once after the second or third time, depending on what kind of relationship you and the girl have, eventually the guy or the girl does get sick and tired of it and they leave with the guy or the girl that they cheated with. But thing is, cheating stories don't have a happy ending. They never do. Now, when a guy cheats on a girl, he feels fine at first, but then he immediately regrets it. When the girl's the one getting cheated on, first she's upset, and then after a while, she's fine. And then vice versa, if the girl's the one cheating. One minute she's fine, she has no regrets, and the next thing you know, she's broken down and wishes that she could make things better with the guy that she cheated on. You can't have your cake and eat it too. It's pretty much what I'm saying. Don't let your ego, and I'm talking to the men who cheat, don't let your ego get the best of you when it comes to doing stupid shit like that. Because like I said, I've done it. My ego got in the way. And I lost the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, actually, I lost two things. Two women who were the best for me. And I beat myself up every single day for it. Now, to the women out there who cheat and don't have any regrets, who say that they're cheating on their guys right then and there, who will actually show their phone to the guy, you're a bitch. You're a bitch made over, and you don't deserve happiness. And in all honesty, if you're cheating on your guy right now, don't get mad at him when he does the same thing to you. Because you know what they say, turnabout is fair play. You pull that shit, and karma's gonna get you. Same goes for the guys too. To the guys who do it and don't have any fucking regrets, same thing's gonna happen to you. Don't go crying to your mama when you find out the girl that you were going to, quote unquote, you were going to marry, ends up fucking your best friend in the backseat of his fucking truck. In the backseat of his extended cab. It's like I said, karma's a bitch. Karma's always been a bitch. And karma will always be a bitch. But the moral of this, the moral of all of this, and this is me saying this, you cheat, you get what you paid for. Because thing is, cheating is a disease, and I'm not talking about the disease you'll get from the wrong person that you cheat with. Cheating is a disease and it needs to stop. It needs to die. Because thing is, it's getting to the point where guys and girls don't want to be in relationships anymore. Guys and girls don't want to fall in love anymore because they're afraid of what's going to happen. Because I've heard it all. I'm afraid that if I get into another relationship, what happened to me then is going to happen to me again. And to be honest with you, if it does, then the guy that you, the new guy or the new girl that you find, doesn't deserve you. But if you're the one doing it to, but if you end up doing it to them, then you don't deserve them. Because when it comes to loving and caring relationships, the guys and the girls who put their all into the relationship and feel like this person is the one really, really, really does not deserve your attention if you do it to them. But that's not what I was trying to say. The guys and the girls who put their all don't, pretty much they don't realize that if they put their all into somebody who is just going to go behind their back and go to some damn strip club, male or female strip club, and fuck the stripper, then the one who's putting in the time and the space to do this obviously doesn't deserve them. Pretty much what I'm saying, guys, girls, guys and dolls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen, to the ones who put in the 100%, the 110, the 120, the 130% into a relationship, if you put your all, like I said, the 120, 130% into the relationship and they don't put anything back, then it's best you leave them alone. Because, to be honest with you, they didn't deserve your love and attention in the first place. Because cheaters are low-down, dirty dogs. And I know I'm the pot calling the kettle black because I've done it. But I've repented every mistake I've made. To the gods that I believe in above, I seek forgiveness for what I did. But for the guys and girls who put in the ultimate percentage, if they don't put it back, if they don't give you the same amount of energy, then they don't deserve your attention. Find someone who's actually going to give you the love and caring attention that you deserve. And to the ones who cheat on these kind, loving souls, like I said in the last part, your time is coming. You will be sitting right next to the Karens and Kens who believe they're right. You'll be sitting next to the motherfuckers who will sit there and say that men's mental health is a non-issue, that it's their fault. There is a special place in the Christian hell for people like you. There's a special level of hell, of the Christian hell, for you. Because to be honest, most guys and most girls don't deserve to be cheated on. But the ones who do the cheating, yeah, the ones who do the cheating deserve to be cheated on. Because if you're the first one to do it, and your significant other, like I said, if your significant other does it, don't sit there and blame them. Because they'll just say, well, you did it first. I cheated on you because you cheated on me. And it brings me back to the beginning of this part. Stop blaming each other. Blame yourself. To the guy who cheats, blame yourself because you should have gave the girl more attention. To the women who cheat, like I said, you're bitches. Especially if you don't have any regrets. Saying that I cheated on him because he wouldn't give me attention. Well, you want to know how you get attention? Engage. Talk to them. Get the attention you deserve, that you want. Don't just sit there and say, I want attention, and not do a goddamn thing afterwards. Because you'll be no better than the worms under the fucking dirt. You'll be worthless, just like them. Don't just sit there and say, oh, well, I cheated on them because he was sitting there playing Xbox. Don't do that shit. Hell, most men play video games, you know, just to escape from reality. And that I should have mentioned that in part one. Play video games to escape the mental shackles. You know, fight your mental demons. And the thing is, cheating is a demon itself that needs to die itself. And I, for one, am sick and tired of hearing people make excuses for why they are the way they are. My mom didn't give me enough attention. My dad didn't give me enough attention. I have issues. If you have issues, go talk to somebody. Now, this is the part of the podcast where I give my final thought. And to be honest with you, I'm going to do a final thought for both parts since I didn't do one for part one. Well, I was already intending on doing one for part one in this part anyway. But when it comes to men's mental health, like I said, talk to somebody. Play video games to escape reality. Don't just sit there and sulk and think that somebody is going to just walk through that door and rescue you. Sometimes the only person to rescue you is yourself. But if you find someone who is willing to rescue you, then that's the person you deserve to have in your life. Same goes for the cheating part of this episode. Find someone who will actually give you the attention you want. Find someone who will actually put in 110, 120, 130% into the relationship, so you won't even think about having to go find somebody else. Because if you sit there and think about ruining your family because your significant other's not giving you attention, then just like I said with Gen Z, you're part of the problem. You're the reason why most guys don't trust women, or why most women don't trust men. Why most women decide to, you know, fuck their own gender. Or why most men decide to do the same thing. Because they can't trust somebody anymore. Because they have that sinking feeling that somebody's gonna, that if they find a good person, man or woman, that they're gonna fuck it all up. And to be honest with you, you do that, if you fuck up, or if they fuck up, like I said, they don't deserve your attention, they don't deserve you. If you're the one doing the cheating, you don't deserve them. Not at all. Cheaters never prosper. And when you cheat, that's when karma really hits you. That's it for this special episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved recording it. If you have any questions, there is a Q&A on Spotify and on the Spotify for Podcasters, which I use to record these episodes. If you have any suggestions for episodes, message me on Facebook Messenger. Message me on the podcast's official Facebook page. You can also find me on Instagram at KingLaster2022. You can also find me on Threads. And also, I am also creating a Real Talk Podcast Discord server, so you can bounce off ideas to me. So if you want the link, hit me up and I'll give it to you. And you can give me your ideas and your thoughts on current or past episodes. So with that being said, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Or I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Be good people. And stay safe, my friends. Peace out.